Amen, amen. Say with me, say the blood plus nothing minus nothing did everything for me. Say the blood plus nothing minus nothing did everything for me. Tell that to two people. Hallelujah. As you sit down, tell that the blood plus nothing minus nothing did everything for you. Two people, is the blood of Jesus. No addition. We don't add tithe. We don't add first fruit. We don't add confession of sins. We don't add self-righteousness. Come on, the blood plus nothing minus nothing did everything. Have your seat, everybody. Thank you. Hallelujah. I am pleasing to God. I am pleasing to God. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Say, what manner. It's not, you can't quantify it. It's beyond quantity. What manner of love is this? Thank you, Lord Jesus. What manner of love? Oh, you are pleasing to God. You are pleasing to God. From no more will you live in fear. No more will you duck under. No more will you try to think you are not who you are. You will always be proud. Hallelujah. Last take of it, rose take a pee. You will always be proud of your identity. You will always be proud of who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I am pleasing to God. Say, I am pleasing to God. Say, I am pleasing to God. Say, my life glorifies God by default. Say, my life glorifies God by default. Say, I am not the one that God is thinking if he should leave me or not. He is happy with me like that. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Yeah. See, that's the confidence of a believer. You are pleasing to God. You are pleasing to God. You are pleasing to God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, okay, today our salvation, or if you like, call it in defense of eternal salvation, part 5. Are you ready? With the writing materials. Thanks for coming again this evening, despite the busy schedule of the day, Abuja running up and down. Oh, I am pleasing to God. I am pleasing to God. For you alone, for you alone, is worthy, for you alone, for you alone is worthy. You alone is worthy of who we are today, the glory of the new creation. We bask in your love. You alone can do this. What manner of love? Amen. Okay, so I have said in this series, I said, salvation is God's will and deed. I will do a lot of recap of what we did last. Is this Sunday now? Yeah, that should be Sunday. Yes, Sunday. But just follow me. Like, Julia did something today that I really loved. Is this yesterday? That she just brought up a scripture. That should be Romans chapter 11. All those the Gentiles, Jews, or else you should be cut off. And we trash everything together on WhatsApp. I think maybe perhaps, or maybe on Saturday, if Bratolu finishes his program early, we will come and scrutinize that more in church. Praise God. So kudos. Well done. Now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. So I've said salvation is God's will and deed. It is God's will and... Somebody is saying, why are we studying salvation? That is all about Christianity. Why you will live your life like you are not saved is because you don't understand salvation. Why you will get duped in the name of church, in the name of God, in the name of church, is because you don't understand salvation. Why a believer will walk as the one that doesn't, like the one that doesn't have power, is because you don't understand salvation. The understanding of salvation is key. Praise God. So now, I said salvation is God's will and deed. It is God's thought and action. Salvation is what? Is God's thought and it's also God's action. He alone premeditated on how he will save you and he alone carried it out. Amen. See something from Genesis chapter 3 verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Don't forget, in this church we read Bible a lot. It's just come and just read the Bible. We read the Bible. So be ready to read Bible. Okay, verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten of a tree that I command you not to eat? Verse 12. And the man said, the woman you gave me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou hast caused above all cattle and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and from dust shalt thou eat all the days of your life. 15. Everybody want to go? And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thee, and thou shalt bruise. Amen. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, this is my question from that place. Now, rejoice. From where you saw, and from what you just read, did Adam request for a savior? Did Adam request for God to save him? Did Adam request for a way out of the mess he has put himself? No. So even while they are even busy complaining that is the woman, is God simply promised. He said, the seed of the woman will what? It will bruise the head of the serpent. See verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make what? Coat of skin and clothed them. Did they request for it? No. They are trying to use fig leaves to cover themselves, but God covered them with blood. A figure of what God eventually did for us in Christ. So what am I saying? We are not even the one that requested for it. So anybody that is telling you that you want to, because you want to be born again, you have to run out, you are running 3 kilometers to one stage because you want to be born again. Apart from taking records, all those things, they are not necessary. If thou shalt what? Believe in your heart and what? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, what will happen to you? You will be saved. You will be. Hallelujah. So you don't need to, you don't, because it's not even, it doesn't take the striving of man. Let me show you something from Isaiah 42. It's a long read. God acts alone in salvation. Salvation is God's duty alone. He doesn't need man's contribution at all. He simply wants you to receive, to believe, to receive, to take it. Hallelujah. Salvation is take it. Say take it. Say take it. Say take it. Say it with attitude. Say take it. Hallelujah. That's salvation. It's not work for it. It's not run for it. It's not fast for it. No, just take it. Amen. You just take it. He gives, you take. Say, God gives, I take. Amen, amen. Just like one notorious thief in the movie I watched years ago, he said, I forgot his name, he said, Jesus saves, but he withdraws. Hallelujah. He went to rob a bank. He now said, as Jesus is saving, I'm withdrawing. Amen. Praise God. I forgot it. One old movie like that. Okay, Isaiah 42 from verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor... Isaiah 42. Right? Okay, good. Verse 2. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Verse 4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set what? Judgment in the earth. Hallelujah. And the islands shall wait for his law. Verse 5. No, his law, not the law of Moses, right? Verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God, he that created the heavens and stretched out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and we hold thy hand, and we keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Are you with me? Verse 7, everybody wants to go, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness, and out of the prison house. Hallelujah. Verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to. Say we cannot share the glory of God with self-righteousness. Okay, verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Verse 10. Sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, all that is therein, the island and the inhabitants thereof by Siloam, let the wilderness and the cities therefore lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout, woo, from the top of the mountains. Verse 12, let them give glory unto the Lord, amen, and declare his praise in the islands. Verse 13, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man, he shall stir up jealousy like a man of war, he shall cry, yea, roar, he shall prevail against his enemies. 14, I have long time ordered my peace, I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, dry up all their hearts, and I will make the rivers island, and I will dry up the pools. 16, yes. I will bring the island, be blind by the way that they knew not, and I will lead them in the path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake. Hallelujah. One thing you have to see, you must notice in this long verse is, I will. Hallelujah. Salvation is I will. Please, do you have an anki? Please give me one. Salvation is I will. I will. I will. Self-commitment. What I have planned to do all by myself. Praise God. Not we will. You are only, your duty is just to be shouting glory, right? So just be singing my praise. Be telling the world how saved you are. Amen, amen. I am the worker. You are the what? Worker. Seriously? Thanks a lot. Okay. Come to see Isaiah 43 verse 14. No, we shouldn't forsake all these, all these old scriptures. Amen. Isaiah 43 verse 14. God said the Lord God your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all the nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the sheep. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. 16. Thus said the Lord God, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horses and the army and the power that they lie down together. They shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as stole. 18, remember ye not the former things, now that consider the things of old. 19, everybody want to go? Behold, I will do it. Again, 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in it and rivers. God is saying how we do the impossible for man. Sorry, a new thing there. It's not talking about a new job for you. Sorry, sorry for that. It's not talking about a new marriage. It's not talking about no. All those things, they are not new. Amen. The new thing to man in context is what? Is salvation. Praise God. I will save you. He was boasting about it. Salvation is God at work. Let's slow down. God at work. Amen, amen. That's salvation. God at work. Man is to enjoy. Glory to God. So, now, man will only know God by knowing how he kindly forgave them. That should be Hebrews chapter 8 verse 13 in Message version. He said they will know me by being kindly forgiven. As long as we are using threats to bring you to church, as long as we are using threats to make you drop good offering, as long as we are trying to coerce you into a mood, see, you will not grow. You will not know God. You can't know God by threats. You can't know God by gimmicks. When they are giving you ultimatum, if you don't do this, and this, you are going to hell. You can't know God that way. Amen. Are you with me? So, and I have said, it is an abomination. That should be in the last series. It is an abomination for a Christian to pray for forgiveness of sin. And we sang that so clear. It's not just wrong, it's an abomination. Because you don't have, where's your blood? No blood, no forgiveness, no atonement. And for your pastor to say he will pray for your sins to be forgiven is for him to cross his boundary. Don't forget that series I did. Maybe I think it's on Facebook. Know your what? Pastor and know your Savior. Know the distinct duty of your pastor. Know the distinct duty of your Savior. Don't do cross multiplication. Don't bring this to this. Your pastor is responsible for your spiritual growth, but he must not take the glory of your Savior, because your Savior did not take the glory of your pastor. Let me say that again. Your Savior is not boasting that you are the reason why you are growing up spiritually. He's not saying that. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, he gave gifts to grow men up. But salvation is his own strict perimeter. Don't go there. Don't go there. Men of God, don't go there. You can do anything, scold Christian, correct Christian, do anything, but immediately you just try to sit in an invisible chair of an high priest to try to pray. Okay, I pray that God will have mercy on you, he will forgive you. Who are you? You can't. That is a strict perimeter of who? The Savior. Know your pastor, know your Savior. Same way some people will say, okay, are you going to church? Say, you're not going to church. Why? Say, Jesus is my pastor. You're not serious. You won't grow. Jesus pastors no man. He gave pastors to men. Try to say, you will have to trust a mortal man like you to grow you up. That is what ministry is about. You will have to trust a man with faults to grow you up. Amen. Do you get my analogy, Mr. Tony? Good. So, God does not give forgiveness based on request. He forgives based on his will. Let me take that again. You have to get me right. God does not give forgiveness based on people's request. He forgives based on his own will. Based on his own determination. You can't make him forgive you. You cannot. You cannot make him forgive. I don't know where we see several things that we do today. We have at least partly the documentation of the prayers of the early apostles in the book of Acts. Nobody prayed for forgiveness of sin anywhere. Anywhere. And somehow we just grew up where in homes and families where every morning we confess. Sorry, I only know it in Yoruba. I didn't know how to say it in English. Eshe Baba. In thought, in words, in omission and commission. Which one again? Knowing and known, knowingly. Is that on conversion? Oh, aha, that one is worse. After you, it's just sin consciousness. Anyway, I will get there. Do we correct believers in sin? Of course, we have. But one thing, we have to learn how to preach it. Some people, see, this is the issue. Some people think that this is the ticket, this is the weapon, this is the string, via which we can make people grow. We tell them, until you do this, and this, I will not pray for God to forgive you. You think they will grow that way. We must find other ways to make people grow, of course, by the word, without taking away their salvation, in quotes. Praise God. So I said, God does not give forgiveness based on request. He forgives based on his will. Write this down, please. He is sovereign in forgiveness. Yeah, sorry. Don't mind my old creation English. He is sovereign in what? Forgiveness. That means you can't do anything about the pattern. You can only choose to receive or reject. And once you receive once, that forgiveness will be enough forever. It won't finish. Praise God. I will show you. Acts 13. Acts 13:29. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. Verse 30 was there, everybody. But God raised him from the dead. Open. Oh, you are using the Bible, yet you are still slow. But God raised him from the dead. Verse 31, he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. Verse 32, and we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled the same unto us, in that he was raised up Jesus again, as it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. 34, and as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption. He said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. 35, wherefore he saith also in another Psalm, thou shalt not suffer the only one to see corruption. 36, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was led with his father and saw corruption. 37, but he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Now read 38 and 39 to your neighbor. Read to somebody. Want to go? Yes. Be known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. 39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. That's serious. That means anywhere you fail based on Moses, God said, justified, just like that, justified. God, I have not confessed, you are justified. I have not paid my penance, you are justified. I have not paid my tax, you are justified. He said, God, I didn't know, I can't promise you that I will not do it again. You are justified. So God is not a retailer of forgiveness. In fact, he's not a wholesaler, he's an old giver. Praise God. Say, I exist. Forgiven. Until you understand this, your Christian life will be cachexic. I don't know if that's in the dictionary anyway. It will be kwashokoli. That's a Greek word. So when you believe the gospel, you receive forgiveness of sin. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Are you there? Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In see after me, say, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. Say, I am blessed. Say, I cannot be less blessed. Say, I am blessed. When I say you should say it, please, the saying does something to your consciousness. Say, I'm blessed. Now, go to verse 4. Now, from verse 4, we want to start seeing the blessings, okay? We'll be bringing them out one after the other. Sir Christy, why are you just making noise today? You are still making noise? Okay, verse 4. Are you there? Okay, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. What blessing is there? What is blessing in verse 4? Say, I'm chosen. Say, it shows me. Say, I didn't choose myself. Say, it shows me. See, verse 5. Aaron predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. What happened there? What happened there? I am predestinated. I am adopted. See, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has accepted us. Woo! In the beloved. Hallelujah. Say, I am accepted. Say with my bow legs. Sorry, you don't have to say it. Say, I am accepted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have to be touched for me to be accepted. I just know I am accepted. So head or tail, I always win. Hallelujah. Okay, go to verse 7. In whom we have what? Redemption. Woo! Through his blood. What's redemption? The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Say, I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Say, I have forgiveness.
I am forgiven.
Say, I am the redeemed.
I am the Christian.
I am the church of God.
Church.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you get that? Leave the rest. Okay. That's seller. Verse 8. Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all prudence. Hallelujah. Wisdom and prudence. Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he hath proposed in himself. Verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heavens and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel. Say, I have an inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance with God. See, that should clear you. That is why you should know that you are not part of those Galatians 5, 17, 18 is talking about. You are not part of those Romans 1, 28. They will not inherit. Abi, you have what? An inheritance. Although they do things, but they will not inherit. But you, what's your own lot? You have what? An inheritance. So it's not about the doing, it's about what? Inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance with God. Okay, verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. 13, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you have believed, what happened? You are sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Say, I have the Spirit of God. Say, I don't have to do jingolesis to bring him down. Say, I don't have to shake my bum bum. I don't have to clap. I don't have to jump mountains. I don't have to climb mountains to receive the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory to God. Say,
I have
the Holy Ghost. Say, God's word is true. Say, my experience, I can doubt. But God's word, I can never doubt. Hallelujah. Say, God's word is always true. Bible says everyone and I can pass away, but not just one jot or title of this word shall go without fulfillment. So if God says you have the Holy Ghost, what do you have? The Holy Ghost. You will not have less of him. You will never lack comfort. You will never lack direction. You will never lack a comforter. You have the Holy Ghost. It can never be said of you that you are abandoned. It's just not possible. God says you are. It's not me. I mean, I didn't even like you. I don't think I like you. It's God that like you. I'm not trying to tell you nice things. No. It's God that like you. That's why I'm reading the Bible. Sorry, where are we, Jerry? 14. Which is the what? Earnest of our inheritance. Of course, I like my wife. Unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Now, see 15, though. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his what? Inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance. So where is God's inheritance? See it. Where? The riches of the glory of God's inheritance. Where? In the saints. Woo! Amen, amen. Say, God has got a property in me. Say, God's property is in me. So if I go to hell, if I, by mistake, go to hell, I will go there with his property. Hallelujah. Say, that is why it is impossible for hell to be mine. Amen. This is not sweet preaching. I can gather all of you again tomorrow. Say, if I divide you, we are not even doing it here. We go to that mountain at the back of this place. We'll be there for 7 hours. Pray. I will make sure you pray until you know. But I'm not nice. But this is God. Say, this is our God. Hallelujah. So now, you don't pray to get, you pray to know. That's why I'm just going since. All those spiritual blessings we have in Christ, somebody said they are spiritual blessings. But when you sow your seed, God will now remove, you know, it's like a hook is holding the blessing. When you now sow your seed, the hook will now let go and your blessing will drop. You are a thief. This is not a blessing that Prince of Persia can withhold. Why? The inheritance is already where? In you. Too late for the Prince of Persia. Praise God. So you pray to know everything you saw there. You don't pray to be adopted. You don't pray to be redeemed. You don't pray for forgiveness. You don't pray to be predestinated. You only pray to know the details of what he has done. You don't pray to have the Spirit. So, like I said in the last study, I said the Lord's Prayer has been what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6. The Lord's Prayer is what we call a pre-redemptive prayer point. Same way, when David is singing, cast me not away from your presence. Take away not the Holy Ghost from me. It is a prayer. And I think some of us, we don't even believe that God has asked prayer. God has answered this prayer. So you need not pray it again. Prayers are not eternal, right? I think this is what you have studied effectiveness in prayer. Prayers are not meant to be eternal. Get it done and move forward. Hallelujah. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, where is he? In heaven. Hallowed be thy name. What is the next thing? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is where? In heaven. If you don't get what I'm saying right now, that means you need to get the series, the last part. So the will of God is that Christ should die for our sins. What's the will of God? That he should what? Die for our sins. The will of God is that Jesus should die very well. It's so that his death, nothing must, that is why on that cross, If anybody try to do a mushroom and say, you have to take my Jesus. I'll go. If I see Thor, what is that Wakanda man? What is his name? If he tries to rescue Jesus from the cross, if he tries, you must allow him to go there. Don't escort him to hell. Just allow him to go. Amen. That is the will of God. It is in him doing it well. That is your salvation. Will of God in the Bible, in the epistles, it's not talking about the will of God for me to marry what? Sorry, I'm not going to that today. So, the will of God is that Jesus should die how? Very well. He should die as prophesied in the scripture. If he enters hell, and 3 days, we didn't see him. 4 days, 5, 6, 7. Just carry your bag, carry your load. Run to where? To the Milky Way. So all those songs that we sing, it is as valid as Jesus has not come out of the grave. All those, if you don't die, no more kingdom. Ratolu, if you smoke weed, no more kingdom. Of course, you must not smoke weed now. Smoker. sons, they are good, but they have an expiry date. Glory to God. At the resurrection morning, a lot of sons expired. Cast me not away. It expired. When you come to collect your people, in fact, that one is not even. Whether pre or post, it doesn't even have a bearing. It's off. Let me be where you are. Hallelujah. He says, I will come and make my abode with you. And he has done it. What is your issue? You are just being like, me? Yeah. Me? I am wearing shirt. 1-5. This one. Abba? And God is living here. Amen. You didn't hear what he said about Solomon. He said, all his beauty, all his glory, say a flower is better than him. So don't look at his curtains. As in, Solomon in heaven will just say, because those are things you acquired by what? By works. By self-righteousness, by his own striving. And you know, they say, oh, he says, Solomon, you know, as in, it's such a dishy. We are talking about an empire of gold. An empire of gold. The best of the golds of the land. Ah. How many wives? Let's leave that. And that would mean, can you at least, that means we can estimate the number of rooms that will be in Solomon's house. Abi? I want you to think all of them is staying in common room. Praise God. No, each of them is a queen, right? Ah. And God said, Solomon in all his glory is not even better than this flower. So you don't look at physical things to justify spiritual reality. Amen? See, God's word is always true. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, yeah. So, I'm saying, I was on the Lord's Prayer. As I said, the Lord's Prayer has been answered. So, the will of God is that Jesus should die for us. In verse 39 of John chapter 6. Open again. John 6, 39. Try and open his Bible. John 6, 39. And this, John 6. Are you there? Okay, come on, let's read it again. Yes. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose how many? Nothing. But should raise it up again when? At the last. So who does the Father's will? Who does the Father's will? See in the next verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have what? And I will raise him up on the last day. So who does the Father's will? Jesus. Amen. Verse 11 of go back to Matthew chapter 6. So give us this day our daily bread. Verse 12, he said, and forgive us our debt, our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. So this is pre-redemption. This prayer is valid here because sins have not been paid for. Funny enough, when he is saying, God, forgive us our sin, he is simply saying the same thing. God, though, please let Jesus die well. The answer to God forgive us our sin is not amen. The answer is blood. The answer is not amen. The answer is blood. See, you must be, I've told you in this church, you must be a mass sharer of forgiveness. Just share it. What is your business? You know that Jesus. Praise God. So, go. Look at verse 13, and lead us not into what? Temptation. Amen, amen. So I told you on Sunday, I said redemption brought us a full knowledge of God. Lead us not into temptation will mean to know God who never leads into temptation. What is it, James 1:13? Let no man say, when I am tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. 17, what is in verse 17? Say, every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of life, with whom there is no generation. Amen? There is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It doesn't change. So God is not shekel shekel. It's not black and white. It's not a chameleon. It doesn't masquerade. It doesn't flip-flop. Master, slave, JK, or electronic students. Now, verse 14 of Matthew 6. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also what? Forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. Right? So, but what do we see in Colossians 3? 3 what? Is 13? Open now. Colossians 3, 13. That's there. So, I've told you this prayer is valid because Jesus has not died. Colossians 3, 13, right? Come on. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so this is what I'm saying. Before Jesus died, you will be required to forgive your neighbor before God forgives you. But after the sacrifice has been paid, what happened? He forgave you just like that, and he expects you out of goodwill to what? Forgive your neighbor. So therefore, any Christian that is living in unforgiveness, actually is just proud. Say, I can never forgive that guy. Well, what has he done for you? Jesus forgave your own sins. He forgave your own sins. Praise God. So go to John 3 verse 5. So today, I'll just add a little bit to this and we'll be done. John 3 verse 5. So we know that to be born again, that is like I'm just starting afresh. Like everything is like a recap. Is there a recap? Let's start. Okay, don't worry. John 3 verse 5. So we know that to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Is to be indwelt by the Holy Ghost. What is in John 3 verse 5? Jesus answered, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now, this is the point. Sorry, don't forget, I've told you before in this church, you know, John 3:3 says, except a man be born again, right? He cannot see the kingdom of God. Later I say, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. Please, I beg you, don't say seeing the kingdom of God is different from entering the kingdom of God. That is one remnant that they used to scatter my life for years. Say, when you are born again, you only see. So when you are not born of water and of the Spirit, you now enter. Yeah. To be born again is to be born of the Spirit. It's just repetition. He's saying the same thing. Amen? He's saying the same thing. Okay, see, now, go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Oh, sorry, can you put your hand there? You open that one. Just John 14. John 14. So I'm not trying to do a study on being born again right now. It's just salvation. I think they are the same. Okay, John 14, 16. What was there? Want to go, brethren? Yes. John 14, 16, yes. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and he shall abide with you as long as you pay your tithes. It shall abide with you when you as long as you come to church, as long as you like your pastor, say yes. You hate me, have you? Imagine. Amen. So why will the Holy Ghost stay in you forever? Brother Joshua, yes. Why? Why will the Holy Ghost stay in you forever? Don't stand up. Just talk in this confidence. I will lay hands on you down. Yeah? Why, Satan, why would the Holy Spirit stay in you forever? Produce. Why would the Holy Ghost stay in you forever? Cannot say that. What if you didn't believe? Can you just help them out? Why would the Holy Ghost stay in you forever? Huh? I know. There's something that you have to get. Can you help us? Why would the Holy Ghost stay in you forever? Huh? You prayed fire. Pastor, why would the Holy Ghost stay in you forever? Huh? Jesus said it. Simple. He said it. Does he lie? He said it. Somebody will say it's a lie. Anytime you stare at a lady twice, the spirit will just jump out and say you're a liar. Why would he stay for it? Jesus said it. Was then the next question you ought to have asked that was Jesus smoking what? Weed when he said it. Was he smoking? Which one is after weed? Abby. Sorry, I've not heard that one before in my life. So the proper question is Jesus in his right mindset? Because you are saying somebody, once he receives the Holy Ghost, he will never leave. Now, this is just what I want to say today. Go back to that first chapter one now. So somebody will now say, okay, but what happened in the Old Testament? They say the Spirit of God comes and it will come on the soul. Later, the Spirit of God will change to an evil spirit. And you know, they're just all over. So now the men of old, they don't have the indwelling of the Spirit. You cannot have the Holy Ghost as a resident. Maybe you can have him as a visitor, or you can have him maybe as your plumber, or as just somebody that will just come and go. But he cannot be a resident until that price was paid. See, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. What's there? For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but only men of God spake as they were what? They were moved. They were carried along by the Holy Ghost. So the Spirit moves them to do things, but he never indwells them. But you, he indwells you. Praise God. Say God lives in me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 Corinthians 3:16, rather. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. This verse is like a rebook. So once it's a rebook, we have to read it to a rebellious brother or sister beside you. Don't worry, nobody is rebellious. But find somebody that is not smiling. These mothers, what is our local issue today? Is it a crime to be a mother? 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. So face your boo-boo and read to him. Wow. Are you ready? Okay, want to go read to somebody? Yes. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells? Tell another person. Don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells? Find a third person, please. Find a person. Tell him. Yes. Don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God? You are talking to this year, Abby. That's what it's called. Who's your first partner? Imagine. That's why the Spirit leaves some people. So. Senior, what is it? It's your senior partner. Hallelujah. Young show. Praise God. Okay. So, Acts 20. Oh, 32. So, when the indwelling of the Spirit is not based on spiritual growth, how long the Spirit stays in a man Whether the spirit will stay or not, it's not based on spiritual growth. It is how much of the word of God you are taking in that determines spiritual growth. See Acts 20:32. Sorry, in 15 minutes I'll be done. Acts 20:32. What's there? Yes. And now, brethren, I commend you to what? To God and to the word of his. Again, to who? To God and to the word of his. Yes. Which is able to. So what is able to build up the believer? The word of. Which word, sir? So is it just any word? Is it do's and don'ts? Is it 21 ways to make heaven? So which word is of ability to grow up the believer? The word of God's grace. That will mean, sorry, if you are not feeding on the word of God's grace, even if you are taking, you are getting a new title, after collar, you get a tie, after tie, you got, what's the next thing? A robe, after robe, you got a mantle, the mantle, you are actually coming down. Amen? The higher the title, the lower you are before God. Is the word of God's grace that has the inherent ability to grow up the believer. Say, I focus on the right things. Say, I don't carry my head to where they will use the law of Moses to confuse my soul. No sense. Amen, amen. Rejoice. That no sense. First Peter chapter 1, verse 23. So, but of course, whether a man now grow us spiritually or not, the spirit does not grow us spiritually. That's where I'm going. Amen. The spirit is there. Why? Why would the spirit, why would the salvation not go into extinction as when it's not growing spiritually? See, So that all these years we have spent in our old church, we are saved though, but nothing. See 1 Peter chapter 1, 23. What's there? I want you to shout this. I'll allow everybody to open. Please open. When you read God's word, it does something to you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Okay, one to go. Yes. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but what? Incorruptible seed by the what? By the word of God, which liveth and abide. Is it corruptible or incorruptible? Hallelujah. Say, the seed of God in me has no expiry date. Say, it does not decay. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14, verse 4. So in this series, I've told you we are going to part 50. It's part 5. In defense of eternal salvation. Romans 14 verse 4. You have to face somebody again and say this to somebody. Some scripture, they are like an opposing scripture. They are oppositive. Sorry, I didn't know if that's in the dictionary. Romans 14 verse 4. Oppositive. Help my grammar now. It is where. Romans 14 verse 4. I'm waiting for Rabbi. He's not there. Good. Yeah. Glory. Okay, Romans 14 verse 4. Yes, want to go? Yes. Who art thou that judgeth another servant to his own master, he standeth or falleth? Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. Amen. Who is the business with saying anybody not paying his tithe is not good? Who are you? That's not the issue. Don't take up a role that is not yours. Are you the assistant? Do you supply additional hemoglobin when Jesus was losing his hemoglobin on the cross? Or what is your choice? What is, must you use heaven? Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I am saved. And nobody has the right to question my salvation. Because nobody saved me. Amen. Z. say again. Say, no one has the right to question my salvation. That's key. That's very key. You can correct me, you can scold me, you can tell me to do this, but that salvation is not, you can't. No matter, you say, sister, why are you wearing miniskirt, like the one I wore miniskirt on Sunday? Why are you wearing miniskirt? Why are you doing it? Why are you laughing? Do you know who's wearing this skirt? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, it is the presence of the Holy Ghost in a man that makes the man holy. Why are you holy? I have the Holy Ghost. Not that I walk in, I do good things, then I become holy. No, you are holy. Why? You have the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm running off already. I will leave it the rest still. Okay, Friday night. Friday night. So, just like if Buhari is to come to this place, that's our president in Nigeria, at least of his own accord, his entourage will come and prepare the place ahead of time. Amen? Because in an excellency, his entourage will come and prepare the place. If we hear that Donald Trump is coming to Nigeria, you know that they would have blocked all the express from Lokoja. They would block Lokoja, block Kaduna, block which one enters up here again. Block Nasarawa like this. They, as he block nobody. Block the seal, grand all aircraft for 1 week. In fact, they will not even see you park. You go and park your aircraft in your father's house. It was view his plane alone. So why? He's coming. So they will, hey guy, Nigeria has a serious threat issue, Boko Haram and the rest. So hey, this is what we want. I said, is a secret time? They will tell him. Say, yes, sir. Not to comply. Praise God. So what I'm saying is that it is the duty of the big man to cleanse where he is staying. So if I'm dirty, it is God that is staying in a dirty place. Say, I'm not dirty. Because God cleaned me well. Ooh, amen, amen. Sparkling. That's you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 7. That's a few more scriptures. I'll read them. Hebrews chapter 7. So, okay, what if the believer sins? Of course, we don't say in this place that sin is dead. That is not consistent with anything. Because number one, your first mistake is that you don't even define the sin. Are you talking about the action of sin or the nature of sin? Which one is dead? If you say the nature of sin is dead, go outside there. That means you are not preaching the gospel. If you say the action of sin is dead, then you are denying forgiveness. So what is your issue? Praise God. So just stay with scripture words. Praise God. I prefer that. Okay, I said Romans, Hebrews 7:25. The word sin must be explained in context. We just saw one scene, how many days ago, that it was not even that first John sin. That it's not even what we thought it was. So sin must always be qualified. Sin is dead. Which one is dead of the sins? Is the unbeliever is dead? Not all. Okay, Hebrews 7:25, right? Oh, glory to God. You read this to somebody. Nobody is. Are you reading to that brother? Are you sure? Do close marking. Do move. Okay, Hebrews 7:25. We just don't look back. Are you there? Are you there, everybody? Pastor, are you there? Okay, Hebrews 7:25. Want to go, everybody? Yes. Wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 7. Oh, just don't stop us here. John 7:39. So, why do we have all those inconsistencies in the Old Testament that you say they have the Spirit, don't have the Spirit? This is the answer. John chapter 7, verse 39. Come on, try and open. I know you know the scripture, but just try and open. John 7:39. Okay, let me read 30. Let's read 38 and 39 together. 38 and 39, want to go, yes? He that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 39. For this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet. Hallelujah. So why didn't David have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost? Is it because of his sins? No. Because Jesus has not been glorified. Because the price has not been paid. Amen. Acts chapter 2. So nobody had the indwelling of the Spirit before resurrection. Nobody. Just nobody. Acts 2, 33. Acts 2, 33. Okay, let's read 32 and 33 together. Acts chapter 2. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 2. Then 32 and 33. Yes, one to go. Yes. This Jesus. We are all witnesses. 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed for this, which you now see. So cast me not away, it's not David's fault. Amen. The sacrifice has not yet been made available. But don't forget. What do you think Job was saying? Let me just say something here. What do you think Job was saying? When the people were telling him, Job was saying, I am righteous, right? I have not sinned. But God said, you are wrong. Why? No sacrifice yet. So that would mean you cannot claim, you cannot claim some things outside the sacrifice. Now I'm careful to use of the words to use. Remember our other series. You cannot claim justification of your own. Even the people that were justified in the Old Testament, it was because they spoke of the sacrifice that was to come. So you don't claim all those, you don't say, that's why once you are saying, I am the righteousness, you must finish it, of God in Christ. You don't just say, hey, I am, of course, I know, yes, we are pure, we are righteous, we are holy, but that in Christ is what make it God glorifying. That in Christ factor. Now, there is a man that was praying in the temple. In the gospel. Now, two people are praying. One was a Pharisee, right? And that was a publican. One came to Jesus. He said, Father, thank you that I am not... The Pharisee was saying, I am not as those people outside there, idolaters, covetous people, fornicators. Say, I pay my tithe, imagine. Say, I give tithe of all I possess. Say, I do things, I give to the poor. Say, I am not even like this poor publican there. Now, and so, what is the point of that one? Self-what? Righteousness. But the publican say, he will not even as much as lift up his eyes to heaven. Say, he smote his breast, said, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. And God said, that man is justified. Hey, if the same thing now replayed on the resurrection morning, and the man, after being born again, he came and he said, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. That man will become condemned. So it's about dispensation. It's right for you to pray for forgiveness, ask for mercy, as long as the sacrifice has not been paid. But right now, I think this is 2000 and something years after Jesus has died. Some prayers should have gone into extinction. Hallelujah. So when we are praying the Lord's Prayer, your own is different. Yeah, the Father is not just in heaven. The Father is in you. His will has been done. That's why you are born again. Hallelujah. It doesn't lead you into temptation. He has forgiven your sins, so you forgive others. Praise God. Amen, amen. You are the fulfillment. The promise that God made unto the fathers, he has fulfilled unto us in that what? He raised Jesus from the dead. So, now, about salvation, we boast in God's work alone. We pride in what he did. We boast in the abundance of what he did. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sing a song with me, if you know it. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am. Sing with me now. Empty-handed. Oh, give some of me.
Empty-handed, but alive in your hands.
So majesty.
Majesty.
Trust that the word will bring fruit in you. I will not, we must not hide the truth from people because we are thinking they will sin. No. We must trust God. Amen. We must trust the word of God. We must trust the word of God. Say they will get to know me by being kindly forgiven. That woman that poured an alabaster oil on Jesus' foot, just said unto people that were castigating her, he said, he that to whom that was forgiven much, he will love much. Don't forget, we are all forgiven the same, but the more you understand how God forgave you, the more you will love God. Not when they are trying to scare you with which is no, when they are trying to scare you with death, scare you with things. No, it's when you are taught what God has done for you. I trust that the word will produce fruit in you. Say, I am not the one subject to death. Say, I am not the one going to hell. I am the one God has saved. Say, God saved me well. Say, I rejoice in my salvation. Say, I glorify God with my life because I know He is for me. Hallelujah. Say, I will never be unsaved. Say, I will never be referred to as forsaken. Say, I will never be referred to as abandoned. Say, I cannot be an outcast. I am in the kingdom of God. Say, I have been born again. Say, I am born again. I have entered the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So the kingdom of God is more than that. That's heaven. I think it's on Facebook or here that I taught it. I said, in Christ is greater than heaven. Heaven is one of the things we have where? In Christ. Amen. So a man in Christ, heaven is just one of those things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, heaven is mine because I am in Christ. Say, I cannot be denied of heaven. Say, anyone at the gate of heaven is my messenger. I can sack him. Glory to God. So if it's true that somebody was at the gate sending people back for not restituting 3 matchsticks, we have to go and sack him. Sack the. That's not a demon. That's not an angel. Praise God. So you must be bold to talk about your salvation. You must be vocal about it. It must not end in church. You must be able to share with your friends how saved you are. I'm done. Sing with me. Savior, He has moved the mountain. My God
is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Yeah, forever.
Author of salvation.
Yeah,
He rose and conquered the grave.
Yes,
Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior. My God
is mighty to save.
It's mighty to save.
He is mighty to save.
Oh.